Harper Audio presents Vampire Kisses 4, Dance with a Vampire, by Ellen Schreiber, performed by Devin Sorvery. Copyright 2007 by Ellen Schreiber. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. I know what you're thinking, Valentine Maxwell. Chapter 1. Buried. I awoke from a deadly slumber entombed in Alexander's coffin. Since arriving at the mansion shortly before Sunday morning sunrise, I'd been lying next to my vampire boyfriend, Alexander Sterling, as he slept the weekend sunlit hours away, hidden in the closet of his attic room. This was a dream come true. My first real taste, or in this case, bite, of the vampire lifestyle. We nestled in my true love's bed, a claustrophobic black wooden casket. I was as blind as any bat. We could have been buried in the deepest recesses of a long-forgotten cemetery. Encased in our compacted quarters, I could easily touch the closed lid above me and brush my elbow against the side wall. The sweet scents of pine and cedar floated around me like incense. I couldn't see anything, not even my own black fingernailed hand. No sounds were audible from outside the coffin, not a siren, a bird, or the howling wind. I even lost track of time. I felt like we were the only two people in the world, that nothing existed outside these confining coffin walls. Blanketed by darkness and soft as a spider's web goose-feathered duvet, I was enveloped in Alexander's arctic white arms, my head gently resting against his chest. I felt his warm breath against my cheek. I imagined his deadly pale lids covering his chocolate brown eyes. I playfully fingered his velvet lips and brushed my fingertips over his perfect teeth until I felt one as sharp as a knife. I tasted my finger for blood. Unfortunately, there was none. I was so close to being part of Alexander's world forever. Or was I? Though it was Sunday and I was exhausted from having spent the past few weeks protecting my nemesis, Trevor Mitchell, from the fangs of twin vampires, Jagger and Luna Maxwell, I was restless. I couldn't change my sleeping pattern from night to day. Cuddling close to Alexander and sharing his world, I wanted nothing more than to spend our time kissing, playing, and talking. But as he slept tranquilly, I could only think of one thing. A preteen vampire had descended upon Dullsville, and his name was Valentine. The younger brother of the nefarious Nosferatu twins had arisen from his own petite coffin a few days before from somewhere in the vampire world, and had been spotted in Dullsville by my brother and his nerd mate Henry. I could only presume what Valentine looked like based on my brother's description. Pale skin, pierced ears, black fingernails. I imagined a smaller version of Jagger. Cryptic, gaunt, ghastly. How cruel it was that Jagger's sibling was just like him, and mine the polar opposite of me. If only I had been blessed with a ghoulish little brother. We'd have spent our childhood chasing ghosts in Dullsville's cemetery, searching Oakley Woods for creepy spiders, and playing hide and shriek in our basement. Instead, I grew up with a brother who'd prefer to dissect square roots alone rather than dissect gummy worms together. I wondered why Valentine suddenly showed up in the conservative town of Dullsville, far away from his Romanian homeland. Now that Alexander and I were free from the older Maxwell siblings, I'd set forth on a new mission, finding out the 11-year-old Valentine's whereabouts and motives and keeping him from Billy Boy before it was too late.